today's New England. A lot of stations are talking, but only one has something to say. One station goes from interesting...
All this and more on today's edition of Our Magazine.
...to provocative.
I'm Nancy Merrill. This is People Are Talking.
...to entertaining.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, John Davidson.
One station, today's four. A lot more to say, starting at 9 a.m. with Our Magazine.
You'll find out how to handle obscene phone calls and meet a woman
who's... At 12:30, it's People Are Talking, with Nancy Merrill asking questions others don't dare ask.
I'm curious to know if you've done any studies about men and how they regard big women.
Then at 4, we go showbiz with Hollywood's brightest stars on the John Davidson Show.
Are you good with the ladies?
I ain't had no complaints.
Today's 4, 9, 12:30, and 4. One station's a lot more. Today's four. Today's four.
Hi, this is Dick Clark with a reminder that this weekend you shouldn't miss the National Music Survey. We'll be counting down the 30 hottest hits in the nation. We'll also meet some performers who are first in the hearts of their countrymen, such as Sheena Easton, Quarterflash, and Loverboy. And it all happens right here on the National Music Survey. Sunday morning at 10, right here on WBZ.
Jolly Jim? Who's Jolly Jim?
Oh, it's Jolly Jim and the flea marketeers. We're coming to Woburn for you. With thousands of things that a flea market brings. And fun for the family, too. Oh, I'd rather be a flea marketeer than anything else I can be. Cause a flea marketeer has fun, and flea marketeers are we. Woburn, 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 Woburn.
Hey, flea market lovers. New England's favorite flea market, Jolly Jim's, is back for 1 week only this Saturday and Sunday at the New England Trade Center in Woburn. Hundreds of exhibitors featuring antiques and collectibles, new merchandise and craft, bargains galore, free balloons and face painting for the kids. Bring your appetite for the International Food Pavilion. And don't forget, Jolly Jim's flea market Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 6 p.m. at the New England Trade Center. Exit 39 off Route 128 in Woburn. Clip the discount ticket from this week's flea market directory in the Boston Globe.
Flea market here with thousands of things to see.
Jolly Jim is really a fame, Jolly. He's a jolly man. Indeed he is. 2-5-4-5-6-7. Hello, Vic here.
Hi there, Larry.
Hi there.
I'm not going to ask how you are because I'll get the fee.
Right. What's your first name?
Mel.
Mel from where?
Needham.
Nice to have you with us, Mel.
You know who I am.
Mel from Needham.
Yeah, I'm a photographer, and I was on with you with Mel Simon.
Oh, yes, down at the Brookline Village.
At the Brookhouse.
At the Brookhouse.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was just telling Jack that I never did get that T-shirt.
Oh, son of a gun, Mel Hookalow.
Right.
You never got the T-shirt? No, that's
nope.
Embarrassing.
Hey, listen.
I mean, that's our function is to let people earn the Glick University T-shirts and to send them out.
Well, once in a while, things get kind of screwed up.
That's true, Mel. That's true.
I have, if you're interested in another call, I've got something good for you.
I am. I'm always interested in something good and interesting.
Well, Norm Crosby and I grew up together.
Yes.
And we were on the Good Morning Show some few years back. And I've got his phone numbers here. As well, we were lodge members along with Mel Simon.
What lodge?
Euclid.
Huh?
Masonic Lodge.
Oh, yeah, right.
And we've had a lot of good times together. So that Norm is always willing to talk if you can find him.
Right.
I haven't been able to contact the guy for quite a while because whenever I call, he's either in Vegas or Florida or someplace else. And I'm sure you know that he has his home in L.A. as well as Vegas.
Right.
And his family's growing up very, very nice. They're wonderful people. You know, he has a sister-in-law living in Brighton.
No.
Yes.
Yes, I do. He told me about that. Yes.
Did you know how he met his wife?
I think she used to dance at Blinney's.
Right.
At Blinstrub's.
Right.
And how's that for a memory?
Well, you're not doing too badly tonight.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Incidentally, on another subject here,
yes.
I don't know if you're interested or not, but...
I am. I'm interested in everything.
I'm quite into radio control flying.
Yes.
And I used to fly years ago. I was in the Air Corps on the South Pacific. Yes, sir. I was crewing, we had the P-39s in those days.
I remember those P-39s.
Have you ever flown one?
No.
Well, they were quite a ship to fly. And I almost took one off the runway one time when I was taxiing it down from a repair area back to the revetment. And I just got the flying seat, and I figured I better not because I wasn't a pilot.
Mel, that's a good reason.
Well, I've flown, but not one of those hot ships. I got training in the PT-17s and the AT-6s.
Oh, yeah.
So those were really beautiful ships.
But now you're in radio control, eh?
Yeah, I've been flying those for, God, I think when we had the old push-button controls. Now, of course, we have the proportionals.
Where do you fly them?
Out to Framingham, we have a club, the Charles River Radio Controllers. And we have all kinds of things from the very simple planes into gliders and choppers.
Huh.
And we have some fellows in the club that are really into the scale model building, Larry.
Right.
They will build these things right down to the nth degree. And we're now into the quarter scale jobs. Gary, you get them up in the air, and you swear you're looking at the real thing.
Huh.
Flying at scale speed. And you know what I like to have you do sometime?
No, Mel.
When the weather changes, when we get into the summer weather,
yes,
I'd love to have you out and let's see if you could fly one of those things.
Okay, well, I'd try it.
Because the experience that we've had with pilots is they forget one little thing. What do you have to do when you make a turn, Larry?
What do I do when I turn?
Yeah. What do you do with your stick?
I turn the yoke to the left, and I give it left rudder and turn it to the left.
Is that all?
I look to see if any traffic is coming, of course.
All right, but what happens then when you do that? And
well, you give it a little back pressure,
okay,
too.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the secret.
Yes.
So many fellas get their hands on the stick of a radio control job, and being not in it,
yes,
they don't feel the ship start to fall off.
Ah.
And they forget to pull back pressure.
Ah.
And that's when we have to pull the controls away from them.
No, don't pull my controls away from me, Mel, you fake. I'll give you karate chop in your clavicle if you do that to me.
Hey, listen, if you hit me in the clavicle, I'll give you back in a glider soda.
Oh, no, well, that's different. I give up.
Okay.
All right. Okay, that's a good call, and you'll win a Glick... another Glick University T-shirt. In addition to the one that you get, you'll receive two, Mel.
Well, well, that'd be great. Larry, there's something else, too, that for another time. My son's in the recording business. He's a chief engineer in a studio.
Yes.
And that might be some interesting things to talk about.
Where is he?
Well, he's over at Euphoria in Revere.
What?
At Euphoria.
I never heard of that one.
Yeah, they've been doing some fantastic stuff.
That's a recording studio, eh?
That's right.
Hey, do you do wedding pictures?
Sure do.
Do you really?
Yes, sir. That's one of my main businesses.
Wedding pictures, huh?
Yes, sir.
Ah.
In fact,
my daughter's getting married in August.
She is?
Yes. Well, my one and only daughter.
Well, seriously, I'd love to talk to you about it.
All right.
And I'll give...
Yeah.
Jack my business number.
Okay.
And I'll tell him when the best time to call is. And there are no obligations whatsoever. If you like what I do,
right.
I happen to be the best in the business.
Right. All right. Okay, that's I want good work.
Well, hey, listen.
I want everyone to look good. Do you understand?
Hey, they've got to. There's only one request I have.
A favor's a favor, Mel. What is your favor?
My favor is this, Larry. And as much as I only do them myself, I've got to have a date, so off the air.
All right.
To make sure that I'm available on that date. That's the most important.
Well, okay, listen, here's what to do. Stay in line, give Jack your name and number, and also Norm Crosby's, okay?
Will do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry.
So long, Mel.
Good night.
Hi, this is Dick Clark with a reminder that this weekend you shouldn't miss the National Music Survey. We'll be counting down the 30 hottest hits in the nation. We'll also meet some performers who are first in the hearts of their countrymen, such as Sheena Easton, Quarterflash, and Loverboy. And it all happens right here on the National Music Survey. Sunday morning at 10, right here on WBZ.
8 minutes before 12. We'll take a call for this swell message. Liberty Tree Mall is celebrating its 10th birthday, but the party is for you, and you're invited to a double celebration. First, take advantage of Liberty Tree's super savings during the George Washington birthday sale. It's going on now, and you'll discover spectacular values on fashions, household goods, home furnishings, and more throughout Liberty Tree's 115 stores, including Ann and Hope, Leachmere, Marshalls, and the irresistible International Food Pavilion. Then you'll want to join in on the fun and the excitement of Liberty Tree's 10th birthday. You'll have a chance to win a Delta Airlines dream vacation to Walt Disney World. Good for a family of four. Stay 8 days and 7 nights, rather, at the luxurious Ramada Inn Southwest. Use an Alamo rent-a-car with the unlimited mileage, free admission to Walt Disney World, SeaWorld, and more. Arrangements subject to availability, of course. Plus, you can win any of the dozens of other great prizes. No purchase necessary. So come into Liberty Tree Mall And how do you get there? You take Route 128 to Exit 24, Endicott Street, Danvers. Remember, the party is for you. All right, Jack, let's take another call. 254-5678. Hello.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Let me check. Not bad, thank you.
First time caller from Brockton.
A little round of applause for you. What's your first name?
The first name is Bob.
Hi, Bob. Nice to have you with us, Bob.
Well, thank you very
much,
Larry.
Well, it's all right, Bob. It's nice to have you with us.
Actually, yes. I want to talk to your guest, but
oh.
No longer there, so I guess I'll have to settle for you.
Oh, what a thing to say. You're supposed to give people a feeling of importance, and you're certainly not giving me a feeling of importance. Since she's gone, I'll have to talk. I mean, there's nothing else but talk to you. How do you think that makes me feel?
Well, I'm sure you can.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well. I don't want to be overly hostile.
Go ahead, be skeptical or cynical,
but I really am kind of skeptical of these quick fix kind of painless panaceas.
She didn't say it was quick, Bob. She did not say that. Nay, nay. She said it was effective, but not quick. Nor did she say it was a panacea. She did not say that either.
No. Okay.
You're putting those words in, Bobby.
Two out of three.
Bobby, you're putting those words in, you know.
You're right. Are you
a little overweight, Bobby?
No. As a matter of fact,
no.
I'm in good shape.
Right.
I'm 5'7".
5 foot, 5'7",
135
pounds. That's all right. That's fine. That's good weight.
Okay, but what she was really talking about was exercise that we're concerned with, you know, the musculoskeletal system.
Yes.
Which is all well and good, and it makes you look good on the outside, but it doesn't really do anything for you on the inside.
You mean as far as your respiratory is
concerned?
Exactly.
What she totally ignored. And
she didn't ignore it. We didn't have enough time to do that. No, she works on that too. Not jogging, but bicycling and swimming, those things.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, she did mention that.
Well, I just want to set the record.
Yeah.
It really is very important. I mean,
you're the first person that asked that. See, and if you, because I did ask her about jogging, and she said that she and her mother sort of frown on it, that it's not that beneficial. There are other better ways, you know, brisk walking and swimming and bicycling. Getting the heartbeat up. Right? Do you work out?
Yes, I do. I jog. I jog 5 times a week.
Oh, yeah. How far? Are you addicted to jogging, Bob? Tell me the truth.
Addicted?
Some people... I read an article on that.
That's kind of a strong word.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. Am I addicted to brushing my teeth? I mean, I would feel uncomfortable if I didn't brush my teeth, just the same as I would feel uncomfortable if I didn't go out jogging.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I don't think that.
I could
withdrawal symptoms if I missed my daily jog.
You would?
No, I don't think I would.
Yeah.
I don't think that I would. All right, Larry, I won't take up any
time. Well, Bob, it's okay. Well, what do you do for a living, Bob?
I'm a security guard.
And what are you guarding?
Well, I really would rather not.
I'd really rather not say.
Very classified.
Right, that's all. No, it's perfect. That's so far. I want to hear it because if you were guarding something of utmost importance and someone heard it and they found out where you were, they might come down and whack you in the kempy, right?
I'm kind of disappointed. I really thought I was going to rip your guest arguments to shreds.
Oh, yeah, no.
Just set me straight.
No, Bob, I didn't mean to do that. You can't rip it to shreds because you're not here. If you were here, you could do it. I wouldn't love it.
I know, that's why I was disappointed that I didn't get on.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, you're a good guy, and go flex a muscle, will you, Bob?
How's your torso, man?
Let me check. Not bad.
All right, bye-bye.
So long, Bob.
One of America's two great websites.
Snapannouncer.com. It's wonderful. Ooh-ah.